We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chap at Punta Mita, Four Seasons, Dos Catrinas, Chef Fernandez Mendes, good to see you. Hola.
Hola.
Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigo.
It is so good to be here. So good to be here in Punta Mita. A hop, skip, and a jump from Puerto Vallarta, right here on the coast. Chef, for those who've not been here, set the scene for us. Where are we exactly?
We are in Punta Mita. It's near to the Pacific Ocean, and it's the tip of Vallarta. So you will find like some beaches are like almost virgin. So and the sea is really beautiful. The sea is, you're gonna see really blue, lightly blue, and it's gorgeous. You see also the fishes that you will find here. They are really, really, really amazing.
And if you come here at the right time of year, like right now, you'll see whales from the balcony of your room.
Yes, you're gonna see whales, and you're gonna see also, because in this time of the year, it's the time when they come and they start to make all the babies, or the babies are getting born in this season. So it's really amazing. If you do the Marieta trip, you're gonna find also when you are sailing in the boat, yeah, you're gonna find some whales next to you, and this is a really experience, a unique experience.
Oh, listen, we did this yesterday. The baby whales are just happy to jump out of the water. They're so majestic, so massive, so beautiful.
Also, if you are diving, you will hear the sound of the whale. And if you hear it, it's because it's really close to you. Once we went to fishing and we were diving, and we hear the whale, the sound, and then we hear like a bubble. And that sound of the bubble, it means that it's really, really close to you.
So wow.
You can experience that one. It's really beautiful to see that.
So, Chef, let's go back in time. Talk about your journey. Where did you grow up? Who was cooking in the family? And what were the dishes coming out of the kitchen at mealtime?
My family was quite huge, but the only one that was cooking all the time was my grandmother and me. My grandmother's name is Guadalupe, so all the time when she was in the kitchen, I was with her cooking. And the first memory that I have is when she bring one enchilada, a green enchilada, uh-huh, and I love that enchilada because she served it like with a lot of salt, spicy, with fried eggs, cream, cheese. Wow. I love that one. So that's the time when I like to be with her, to cook with her. And at that moment I said, I want to spend my life doing this because that's the thing that I love.
Well, I have to ask you, is the enchilada, Guadalupe's enchilada, is it on the menu?
Yeah, it's on the menu.
Is it really? Yeah. Where is it? Let's have a look here. Let's see.
Enchilada, you will find it here. It's on dinner menu.
It's on the dinner menu. Has she been here?
Not yet,
but I hope that she will come soon to see this restaurant.
And how is it cooking for grandma when you're so used to cooking with her, cooking for you? How does she receive the dishes that you cook for her? And what's her favorite thing that you cook for her?
My favorite thing that I cook for her is when I make a grill steak, because she likes it to be like medium well, and she always has something to say. Yeah. Like, it's not salty, it's not the right temperature.
Grandma's always got an opinion, right?
Yeah.
So, Chef, you went to culinary school. Where did you go to culinary school, and what was the takeaway? What was the big takeaway for you at culinary school?
I went to Centro de Estudios Superiores San Angel. That is a college that is in Mexico City. The big opportunity that I have there is when I was start working in the small club, because it was part of the internship that you make in a college. So that at that time, that place was like made by French chef, that it was really, really classic, and you need to work there, because if you work there, it will give you like a nice career and a nice school or a nice trip to make, and a nice journey to begin with. No?
Mexico City would be the place where you would really learn where you started your journey as a great chef. What does it mean to be a chef in Mexico City? Big city, a lot of competition, a lot of unique, great things happening in Mexico City. For you, what did it mean to be a city there in the place you're from?
For me, it would be like you need to be on the top. You need to be always on the edge. You need to develop always something new, because everything is changing so fast that you will stay and you will never continue growing. And your revenue or all the people that choose to come to your restaurant will stop to go because there's nothing to offer. There's nothing new to offer. So you need to always keep developing, keep imagining, keep evolving in that side. No?
It's amazing when you talk to anyone anywhere in the world and they talk about the top food destinations and where they want to go. Mexico City is on the map now, in the last 5 years especially. Why now? What's changed in Mexico City that's made it such a great food destination? There's always been great food there, but in the last 5 years especially, everyone wants to go there.
I think because now is now the time that we are breaking that part of that. Some people used to misunderstood Mexican cuisine. They used to think that Tex-Mex is Mexican cuisine.
Yeah.
So most of the places, everywhere they go, they used to have nachos, fajitas, and maybe a burrito.
Yeah.
But that's not us. That's different for us. Because us, we used to eat tacos, enchiladas, some deep-fried fish. We used to make carnitas. So I think now is most of the chefs that are showing how is the Mexican cuisine evolving, they are doing a great job. So that is it. I think that is the biggest step that they do.
Yeah.
So doing that is going to evolve all the view of most of the people.
Sure.
So now the people is not asking about only for fajitas or burritos or nachos. They're asking, what do you have to do? What are you going to offer? What do you have? What ingredients do you have? Or what local ingredients are you using?
Sure. So now, if I'm going to Mexico City, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Three restaurants I have to go to in Mexico City. And it can be a food cart, it can be a hole in the wall, or a fine dining restaurant. Three favorites.
There is a market in a place that called Jamaica. Yeah. You will find there huaraches and quesadillas. That is something that I like. Fine dining, I will go for the classic. Maybe it's going to be... There used to be a place called Seco, that it was like just a snack, petit snack, some salads, some grilled steaks, fish, that's it.
Yeah.
And another place that you will always find fishes, ceviches, it calls Canto de la Sirena. That one is really some of the three best restaurants that I used to go, and I love them.
Yeah.
The food was amazing.
Now I have my list. talking of amazing food, Dos Catrinas here at the Four Seasons, Punta Mita. What's behind the name, Dos Catrinas?
Dos Catrinas is like it's part of Mexican culture. We are the only culture that mock of death, so we are always celebrating, and we don't think that once you're dead, there's nothing to go. There's like a change. So Dos Catrinas is because you have one restaurant and one bar. Yeah. That is Dos Catrinas.
Done. I love it. About a year old. I was here a year ago when this was just opening. In fact, I had breakfast the first day it opened a year ago, last January, just here. It's a spectacular restaurant. I'm going to say this. You're bringing sexy back, chef. This is a sexy restaurant. What will people discover on the menu? What's on the menu here? Why should people be excited to come to Dos Catrinas?
On the menu, you will find street food. You will find not only dishes coming from one state of Mexico. You will find different states in the menu. For example, you're gonna find something from Oaxaca, something from the big city, something from the north. For example, in the north, you will find tacos, tongue taco, lobster taco. That's coming from the north, for example, Baja. You will have some pork skin that we bring from Monterrey. You will find chile chilhuacle that with this chili, we make the black mole that is coming from Oaxaca.
Yeah.
So you will find all of that things. Also a pink mole that is coming from Tlaxcala.
Yeah.
So you will find that.
You know, when we arrived a few nights ago, we had these incredible chips from Oaxaca. They were spicy. They were zesty. Tell me about those black chips. I think they were from Oaxaca.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my word.
That is the tlayuda. The tlayuda normally is completely natural. The flavor is just the corn. But here we make a marination. We put more ingredients on it because it's also the resemblance when you're making a grill.
Yeah.
Once you put meat on the grill, some of the sear meat is going to be on the grill. If you scratch it, you will have some salty, some smoky flavor on that.
Oh, yeah.
So that vision is the one that we put it on the tlayudas when we marinate them. We also put a little bit of lime and salt,
yeah.
And that is the snack that people eat at the bar.
My favorite snack. I want to take it home. Chef, the setting here is stunning. Overlooking the Pacific. A lovely open face kind of situation here. A nice gentle breeze, the palm trees, the beach, the ocean. It's not a bad place to work, right?
No, it's not a bad place. It's really beautiful to work here. And also the sunset is amazing.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I've seen a few sunsets. Sunsets with whales breaching. That's pretty awesome. We have to talk about the fresh fish here, the catch of the day. I love that your fishermen come in the morning and you can pick your fresh catch of the day here, and then it will be filleted, brought to your room or your apartment. Tell me about that experience.
It's amazing, and it's also a surprise because you never know what you're going to get. I sound like Forrest Gump, but this is actually true. You never know what you're going to get because sometimes you're going to have a flounder, you're going to have bonito, or the thing that you're going to find yearly is going to be mahi-mahi and snapper. So with that, it's coming from, 5 hours that it's already caught. And then you butcher, you serve it, you prepare it. The flavor of that fish is really amazing.
Yeah.
And that is the thing that it's giving something crucial to all of the menus.
Well, when you say fresh catch, you really mean fresh catch.
It's really, really fresh.
Yeah. I know you've spent time out there in the water. You've been out there with fishermen. What do you love about that experience, being out there in the water?
We went to that to make spearfish. So I love it when we dive and we keep on under the water and we fire the gun just to bring some pampano or some snappers.
Yeah.
And when you fire, you feel like the fish is wanna run away.
Sure.
So you feel the strength of the fish.
Yeah.
So that is the moment where you need to fight back, where you keep pulling your line.
Sure.
And the fish wants to go. So that is something, it's going to sound a little bit cruel, but
yeah.
It's something, there is a beauty on it.
Yeah.
Because the fish keeps her life,
mm-hmm.
and then you prepare it, and you serve it in a nice way. It's also,
yeah.
Be thankful for that, because the fish keep their life to sure. feed some other people.
Well, listen, you have a bounty of incredible, incredible fish right here in your backyard in the ocean. What's really important here, the food, but also your cocktail menu is equally important. And you've chosen a cocktail for me. El Diablito. How do you say it?
El Diablito.
El Diablito. We're talking about the devil here. Why is this cocktail the devil?
Because this one has tequila. There's a Clase Azul. That one is one of the best tequilas that we have. And this one is particularly special because it has a drink that is local. This local drink called lechuguilla, and that one is really fresh. People in Tepic, the child from Tepic, they drink it like that, like water.
Sure.
And it's really fresh. And that mixture of this lechuguilla and the tequila is really extraordinary, and the flavors are really, really good. It's amazing, this one.
Making my mouth water, chef. You know, I'm going to have to jump here and have a little taste here in a moment. outside the kitchen, when you're not cooking, what are your passions outside the kitchen?
Here, I learned that I like to swim,
yeah,
and to make some bodyboard.
Yeah,
I did it a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I did a boogie, mm-hmm, so I just grabbed one wave, and I feel like I was doing I was
like Laird Hamilton, the surfer. Yeah, paddleboarding here is a great thing to do, right?
Yes, it's really, 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 yeah, great thing to do. Also, the cycling, if you like to do with the bike in the mountains, that is really, really nice.
Yeah.
A nice experience as well, yeah, that one.
For folks who have not been to Punta Mita, not been to this part of Mexico, define the cuisine, this regional cuisine. What is most popular here when it comes to cuisine in this region?
The region is going to be the ceviches. The ceviches is going to be something that is a must to try because of the freshness of the fish.
Yeah.
Some of the things that you will find, and that is something that we are using, is a cheese that is local, that is called hecha panela, that when it's so melty, so mother in the mouth, that is, the flavor is amazing.
Sure.
With that, we make some queso fundido, we make some quesadillas, we used to make the part with tlayudas, and it's spectacular, that cheese. And it's something that you find here in the region.
Sign me up, I'll have 10.
Okay, perfect.
Chef, I appreciate your time. Thank you for bringing joy on a plate, making our tummies happy with all the great things you're doing here at Dos Catrinas. Folks, a sexy restaurant serving great regional cuisine, great wine list, killer cocktails. I'll let you have the final word for anyone listening in the Bay Area or anywhere who's never been here. Why should they come and visit the Four Seasons Punta Mita?
Because you're going to find true flavors. You're going to find what Mexican culture is. All the flavor that we have, you're going to find it here. It's going to remind you a place that you used to, a place that you visit in the past, or a place that you want to be. We have some guests that they try our moles and they want to go to Oaxaca because that's part of my family, that's part of my history. Most of the things that I have here is part of the memory that I have when I was a kid.
Well, listen, Chef, you're making Grandma Guadalupe, you're making her proud. We're going to share one dish, one recipe with our listeners. We're going to share the cocktail recipe. And what recipe are we going to share with our listeners?
We're going to share the pink mole. We make a duck confit, and then we serve it with the pink mole, yep, and a radish salad on it. And with the radish salad is dressed with oregano vinegar. So we're going to share that recipe.
Beautiful. Folks, you heard it here first. Chef Fernando, muchas gracias. Muchas gracias. Folks, do yourself a favor and come visit. Come visit Four Seasons, Punta Mita, Mexico. Fly into Puerto Vallarta. It's an hour's drive. When you get here, paradise all around you. Great food, killer cocktails, and a place you'll want to stay longer than just a week. I may have to stay another week. Why not? Chef story and more and the recipe at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.